Education. Soviet School. The main exhibition on the upper floor is designed in the style of a Soviet-era classroom. The furniture, inkwells, piano, and other items date back to the time when grade school operated in this building. However, education had been provided in this area long before that, starting from 1895. At that time, classes were conducted only in Russian, and the Seto people didn't want to send their children to school. As a result, only a few Seto boys received a school education, and educating girls was not considered necessary at all. When Setomaa became part of the Republic of Estonia, education started to change rapidly. Several schools were established, learning switched to the Estonian language, and girls were admitted to school as well. The school operated in the current museum building from the 1930s until the construction of a new school building. However, education in the Seto language has never been provided to children in Setomaa. In 1956, Viktor Weber, the future founder of the museum, started working here and became the school principal. Under his leadership, Sarce School gained new vitality. Students went on many hikes and excursions, and numerous extracurricular activities were organised. In 1963, a new school building was constructed, and the current museum building became a dormitory. The last school bell rang in Sarce in the spring of 2006. This old classroom brings back memories for several generations who attended school during the Soviet era. No one of that era can forget the checkered skirts, blue blouses and vests. Only the school uniform was allowed as attire, and even sweaters were not permitted to be worn. Not to mention the red pioneer scarf that had to be worn around the neck every day.